Blog Talk Radio.
I met this girl, her name was Jackson. She went the way I parked on the right car. When I met her, I took her car. She was chasing like a deer on my car. I met another girl, her name was Anne.
Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Wayward Renegade Witches Presents Freaky Tales. So I'm going to open up this energy this morning of the sperm monster, per se, being a conscious sewer. So I'm just going to say good morning. I'm going to hit up the first energy with a phone call. Let's see the what's up with this. Let's see what the fuck they got to say. Good morning, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's that?
Listen to you. I wanted to touch on that topic a little bit. I didn't know if
okay.
I'm taking it too literal, but I'm what you what would be considered a gay man, even though I don't necessarily partake in the activities anymore for certain reasons. But when I
okay.
was very active in the lifestyle, there would be more so Latino men and white men, but they would set themselves up in hotel rooms, motel rooms, and such, and they would, I guess, collect sperm, you know, could walk through the door and, you know, just fuck them real quick, nut in them, and they would want you to do that. And I always thought that it was something behind that, that it was something more than just physical. So I just wanted to see if you could touch on that a bit.
Well, while you're on the phone, that's a very interesting thing because I've heard that it's a fetish, okay? But the interesting
mm-hmm.
part of it is that you included Latin men. Now, that's the first I've heard of the Latin men because I've always heard of the white men. And the funny thing is that the collecting of sperm actually started way back in slavery, to be honest with you. Some people go back to the whole energies of the Roman and Greek energies, but the bottom line is that in sperm, there's actually control and power and then manifesting in spirit with that person because you're actually merging and combining with that energy. And in some cases, especially with white men, that gives them a, I'm going to say, another form of power source. It's quick to say, oh, it's a fetish. But we have to look past the fetish and look what is the energy and the power source in sperm and where it comes from. And we also have to understand the galactic energies within that. And the funny thing is that in the gay community, I've seen it a lot, but people don't understand it. Because, again, it is looked at as a fetish. Now, the interesting part of it is this. You included Latin men. So in reality, what is their fight in the game? So I want to ask you a question because it's something that's kind of tinkering in my head. When you said Latin men, what are they doing, okay, when they're asking for this term? Because I understand the white men and what they're doing, but what is the energy with the Latin men? Like, what are they asking? When they ask for the sperm, like, what is the energy behind it?
It's very formal. It's very business-like. It's very, you know, I'm on a mission, and I don't know. And there's something very empty about it. So that's what has me, even though I've, you know, like I said, I've partaken at a certain point in time, but
mm-hmm.
It's very, I can't describe it. It's something sinister on the back end.
Okay, so when you say that you partake, did you partake in giving the sperm, or were you also the receiver of it?
I partook in giving.
And you gave a part of yourself for them to take your soul in a way and to be part of the ritual sex. Because the reality is, especially with Latin men, you have to be careful because they have a ritual, I'm going to call it another form of ritual energy with them, where they know how to take sperm and manifest from it, okay?
Right.
And go ahead.
It really, that and a few other instances, it really, like, shocked me away and just made me stop doing anything because
mm-hmm.
I would start to feel physically drained. I would,
mm-hmm.
like, the subsequent days, I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, very lethargic and just sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I would do the hookup,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I would feel like that. So I just stopped all together and I, you know, put two and two together. It just had to be related. But yeah, it's crazy.
What the bottom line is that you have to be extra. That's why people mm-hmm. always talk about women, but let's talk about the men. Because your sperm is your energy, it is your life source, okay? And
right.
we also have
mm-hmm.
to understand within that sperm, it comes from the prostate. And then the bottom line is that the semen comes from the prostate, which is the liquid part. But then the sperm, of course, comes from the testicles. And you also have to understand when you look at the energy source, it's like the infinity, the number 8, with the planets coming together. So regardless, we can always talk about the woman's egg, but when you are a male and you have an also energy source with two energies, with your prostate being your heart, it's a form of a heart because it gives life. And then when you give your life force, that's what happens. See, when you ejaculated and you get what you gave the white man or the Latin or whosoever, you gave them your life force, which sucked your energy away, which they can take your sperm, and some of them may save it and use it in ritual energy to manifest, especially if you are of a melanated male or black male, okay? So there is a certain, which I call it a form of pig magic, that can be used with your sperm to basically pull your energy. Because what we have to understand is your prostate is your heart, is the life force. People always look at the balls and the testicles, but everything intertwines with each other and in the sexual energies and manner. So that is why when you did this, you felt drained, you felt there was an energy or frequency pulled away from you, because you have to understand, even if you jack off, oral sex or whatever may happen, it's still pulling and tugging on your energy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I would advise that you don't do that again, because on the simple fact, you're not being satisfied within the energy, is you satisfying them, but you're giving your life force and your frequency away. Okay?
Right.
And the bottom line is that you don't want your cells hanging around for them just to put it on a pentagram to control you,
exactly.
for you to keep coming back to pull your life force. You feel me on that?
Right. And I felt like there would be times when it was going on. It's been like over a year now, but it was like a routine with
mm-hmm.
one Latino dude in particular. At night, he'll come over every other night, and it would just be straight business. Like he would just come through the
mm-hmm.
door, he would give me head, he would suck me up, and then
mm-hmm.
he'd just walk out the door. We wouldn't even say anything. And
wow.
when I pulled back, and I just pulled back and just went ghost, he started hitting me up like months later, like, oh, what's up? You know, what happened? Da da da. Which was the most dialogue I ever got out of him. But, you know, it was all so weird. I was like, no, you know, I would act like I would, but I just never did it again.
Well,
so,
what is very interesting and what can also be misleading is oral sex. Because some people, what they'll do is some of them may save the sperm, or like they'll have the, you know, have the oral sex, they'll save it, they'll spit or whatever. But there's another energy source where they can swallow, and you just think, oh, well, you know, everything is cool in the game, but they swallowed your life force. But there's a whole other thing when they go back and spit and get a body candle or a dick candle and put that shit under a symbol and start to pull the various energies that be and pull you in and put the spit and shit on the candle or on the symbol to and put your name or your energy force and then pull you, they keep trying to pull you back in. And Latin men and Latin women are really good for doing that kind of shit. That's how a lot of Latin women get somebody's man, or a Latin male get somebody else's, you know, man or whatever else. So what I believe is that you are unsexual, okay? And that's why because you already knew in your energy, like, oh, this isn't feeling good to me. This isn't cool. But they had you under command, under mind control, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they used ritual and the harvesting. And the harvesting is the sperm. Even when one swallows sperm, that's a form of harvesting because they're stealing your frequency and your life force for their own energy. This goes for women, too, who sit up and swallow sperm. They're swallowing a part of the man and his energies, okay? So it's across the board. So it's real. And we have to stop looking at everything as a fetish. Everything is not a fetish.
Right.
It's a ritual, okay? Okay. So thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you for taking
You're
me home.
Welcome. So just to quickly go through everything. Just to quickly go through everything. I'm going to go back biblical in the Bible, and this is going to be really quick. We understand enough in the Bible, it talks about masturbation or it talks about the spilling of sperm. And we have to understand when it talks about masturbation, it's not talking or it's not including the woman. It's really the male, okay? Because in sperm or in the semen per se, it is life force. We can call, you know, the semen, milk, cum, sperm, nut, ejaculation, whatever you want to call it, serum, whatever you want to call it, white, black, whatever. It's just what it is, okay? And the bottom line is that we have to understand the life force within the sperm, the semen, or whatsoever. Because the bottom line is that when you look at the testicles and when you view it, it's really the planet. It is very of the the various energies of the planet energy. We always look at the egg, but if you look at the dick balls, whatever you want to call the shit, it's the planet. It's the nexus. When you look at the prostate, you can also look at as the yin and the yang, the dark or light energy, the heart, the moon. However, because it's a life force. We have to understand this. So that's why in the Bible it would talk a lot about masturbation and spilling of the sperm. It talks about, I think, I forgot, is it Onan or whoever that was sleeping with Judah's wife? I might be wrong. And he would go and have sex with the wife, and then he would nut on the fucking ground and shit so he doesn't impregnate her. That's the bottom line of wasting, because in sperm is a life force. When a woman gets pregnant, what the fuck do you need? You need liquid, you need semen, you need the cell to impregnate the woman. That is why they talk about the letter Q, because the letter Q is the energy of basically the egg and the sperm and the life force. But at the same time, we could also look at the Q as the testicle or the nexus or dark matter. We can also look at the Big Bang with the same energy as the light, their being, the supposed evolution and the life force that hit the planet that gave life, dark matter and light matter. The light matter is the sperm. The dark matter is the woman and the energy, okay? So we have to understand what it is. And when I'm talking about sperm harvesting, I'm talking about the energies and vibrations of it. So I'm just going to get to the root of it. Like, for example, you had Lot's daughters after Sodom and Gomorrah went kaput, then they supposedly still had the energies of Sodom and Gomorrah, right? So then they went and merged with their father or had sex with their father to reproduce. But then it became a taboo thing because it's considered a form of incest, which in reality, that's where incestual relationships came from, that whole energy, allegedly. I'm going to say that because it goes further back. However, the power and frequency and the power source was so detrimental because we are reproducing a generation of incestuous children that came out of a taboo relationship. Do you understand the power of sperm and the harvesting of it? Okay? We can go back to the Greeks and the Romans who would have sex with men and boys because they did not want to impregnate. And it was a certain control and power of energy. We have to understand there. That's why there's a difference between female and there's a difference between male, because the female is the feminine energy. The male is the masculine and controlling energy. That is why it's this energy of women give consciousness, the men give the knowledge, because it goes hand in hand, okay? Now, this is where things get very interesting. As I went down and I'm looking at, of course, we understand the Greeks and the Romans and all the shit that was popping off, it was control. We understand the Egyptian story or the alleged story of Horus or Seth or Sun and Set, with Seth or Set basically trying to control Horus with sperm, okay? The spilling of sperm per se, okay? Again, it goes back to control and domination, okay? Thank you. Of control and domination. Let's also talk about, and let's get sinister with this, we can also talk about child porn, when we see men who sit up and ejaculate on children. That's a form of control, controlling the child. Yes, it's sinister, it's perverted, it's nasty, but you got to understand what the fuck it is. Control and domination. We also have to go back to sperm and anal sex, control and domination. It doesn't matter if it's male on male. It doesn't matter if it's male on woman. Control and domination. Basically, doing all this pagan shit defeats the purpose. That's just some psychological shit that women are doing because they need to deal with their oppressors, which is the male energies that oppress them, okay? And the fetish and the various fetish behaviors and energies that follow that. But when it comes up to sperm, when it comes up to sperm and stuff like that, that's a whole different beast. Let's go back and talk about in slavery the harvesting of sperm. We always talk about the bucks who make all these babies, but let's talk about how the plantation owner will sit up, get the supposed bucks or the black men, and they will pick certain types, and they will keep jacking them off, supposedly forcing pregnancy on the black women or the women that were enslaved into slavery. And this is what the fuck I'm talking about. talking about is this. Just imagine someone's in there jacking you off, and that's why you get this whole energy of putting sperm into something and inserting it into a woman. That's where that shit comes from. We have to understand. I'm going to stop talking for a moment. I'm going to stop talking for a moment, and I'm going to take a call. Good morning. This is Wayward. What's up?
Good morning,
hello?
Elizabeth. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's
how
famous
are you?
Again, girl, but it's famous. It's famous. Remember the last time I told you that? I was calling because I was listening to the first caller and then what you were saying, too. I'm going to try to talk quick, too, because I know we're on the time. I was calling because when he was saying Spanish men, he's right. I do see a lot of Spanish men doing that. I never partake in any of that type of activity, but I do see a lot of porno with it. And it's Spanish. And also, like, with the apps, like the gay apps and stuff, Asian men, too,
okay.
Because I had a few weird Asian men, like, hit me up one time, and it got to the point to, like, exactly what you started talking about, the child pornography stuff. I'm one of these type of people that, like, to fish people on these apps and see, like, what type of weirdo they are, even though I am gay, but I don't do all the weird stuff. But I like to fish out these people because, you know, people will hide that stuff, and then you've even slept with somebody not knowing, like, who they really are. So I like to do that first. And, like, a few of the Asian men that I came across on these apps, they are very much into that child stuff, and I have to block them because, you know me, I'm thinking, like, the law and stuff. I ain't trying to get caught up in no conversations of that. So I block them, but, you know, I'm knowing, like, oh, wow, it's a lot of these Asian men who do that type of stuff. Spanish men, too. My first boyfriend when I was younger, he was Spanish, and I messed with him. And it was like, you know, everything was so great. It was a great relationship, this, that, and the third. I wind up moving away. I went to a different high school. And, like, our chemistry kind of, like, fell off from there. So, like, we stopped talking since then. But ever since then, I learned that I can manifest off of, like, the sex and sperm stuff, which is weird because remember last time I told you I was scared of, like, the sexual stuff. But as up till today, because I've been listening to you and stuff like that, and I've been thinking, like, okay, don't overthink it. So just lately I've been messing with this guy that's a lawyer, and I gave him oral, this, that, and the third. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, manifest, don't overthink it, you know, stuff like that. I calm myself down. When I tell you I did an amazing job, job, and a spirit must have took over me, girl, because it was amazing.
Okay.
He gave me, like, a jacket and everything, like, before I left, and I'm just like, wow, like, I really got the power.
And you,
like,
need to get more out of him. You need to get more up out of him, because this is what I am going to say to you just really quick. If you are giving him oral sex, what I'm going to is, I'm going to tell you to do some ritual ass shit for yourself, because it's a jacket. You want his money, because this is what I'm going to say to you. When you pull, you're going to pull, like I said, you're going to pull his life force. But what I am going to say to you is that because you are swallowing, you're going to manifest through that way, because that means you got a part of him in you, okay? And so what you're going to do is you're going to start to go into transition and meditate, and you're going to start to pull his money from him, okay? But what I'm also going to say to you, and this is just layman, you're going to start to do ritual work, and you're going to do your own ritual work. And not only that, that's why I say you can actually save sperm, because it's through the spit glands, we want to say. It's still there. And you're going to start to manifest, and you're going to start to pull his money, because you want more than just the little trinkets he gave you, okay? And you're going to do your own harvesting, and you're going to start to manifest your money from him, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And see, for some reason, like, somehow I'd be knowing what you're going to tell me for some reason, because the last time when I did that, right, I fit into my shirt, like my collar of my shirt. So now I'm thinking, like,
that's
whole time I could have cut my collar up and used that. Could have used that. See, that's maybe on the same frequency. I don't know what it is. I'm a Scorpio, November the 9th. Every time when you talk about something, I'd be leaving little comments here and there on your videos and stuff, and I'd be like, girl, such and such, what did I bring up last time? The Players Club thing. I was talking about that.
Okay.
And then recently you've been talking about the Nicki Minaj and Cardi B thing. I'm like, girl, she just be reading my mind. But I ain't going to hold you up. I just want you to, I just, you know, I love you. I'd be having to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead. If you finish the show out, I'm going to finish listening.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
So basically, as he explained, that's a whole other form, like I said, another form of sperm harvesting, okay, in manifestation. And so I'm just going to go backwards here because I want to kind of, if I have time, only have a couple more minutes. But I also want to talk about white women and during the slavery time or during the Jim Crow period, where they would have sex with black men or try to set up the black men, where they pull the sperm and then sit up and say, he raped me. You see what I mean? That's a whole other concept. There's a whole other concept, especially with black men, where they take the sperm and study the cell. And you wonder why, well, how come they know this and how come they know that about us? Because in harvesting, especially black male sperm, you will sit up and learn a lot about us and how to defeat us. Just like black men better be motherfucking careful going up in these damn places getting paid for their sperm to make babies, what they call them, sperm banks. Because in reality, they're not fucking taking your sperm to give to some motherfucker to have a baby and paying you. They're really taking your fucking sperm to harvest it, to learn about your black ass, and then sit up and work it against us. For example, just like the NAACP came with that shit about the drug testing and hair follicles. Bottom line is that they studied enough about our hair that our hair is melanated and it has certain cells that it holds and it carries heat or certain vibrations and energies and certain frequencies in the air can actually attach itself to our hair follicles. And we have to wash our hair or do certain things to get rid of it. But however, because if someone touches our hair or whatever, we may not be on cocaine or nothing. But then we go get this hair follicle test and it comes up we're on these drugs. That's because of our melanated energy. But these white witch doctors and potion makers know enough about us because they studied us not only through our DNA, but through our cell DNA, which is through the sperm. You got to understand the harvesting and what is used for. And the more or less, the Bible is nothing but a book of spells that give you certain warnings and you have to know how to read it. And that is why it says do not waste your sperm, because it can be used for what? Spell work, what to manifest, what to study an individual is more than sitting up here producing and making children. It's more than that. It's a whole DNA. That is why in some cases they look at women as being just incubators and the carriers of children. But then the real energy comes from the father. Whatever your father is, that's what the fuck you are. So that's why in slavery it can be a little iffy, because if we were raped by white men, does it consider you as white or does it consider you as black? We have to look at what the energies are. So the show is about to end. Here the back. Go to Weird Renegade Witches blog, look at the various services, go to Blog Talk Radio, Freaky Tales. Check out the Urban Buddhism, Afro-Satanism, the Luciferian energies that's popping off. Just go to Weird Renegade Witches blog. It is up when you want some real motherfucking work done.